Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. All right, the Heritage Foundation is a tremendous outfit, and today they're kicking off their National Coronavirus Recovery Commission. The president, it's rumored, may put his task force out there too. And you're saying, well, isn't it time? Yeah, it is time, but it's sensitive. Given the bashing that goes on, as soon as you start to say, we have to pivot toward getting the economy open. Joining us from the Heritage Foundation is their spokesman on this. Rob Bluey joins us from Washington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rob, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you, Rob. So I'm all on board with what you're doing, and we hear the parameters of it. Why today, though? You know, there's still this pushback of sensitivity out there. I'm here in Pennsylvania, had a Democrat on yesterday. And you're accused of being insensitive, even talking about this.
Well, certainly we want the American people to be safe and healthy. That is the number one priority right now, and the government is clearly focused on that task. What we're doing with the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission, though, is starting to prepare the recommendations for when we are ready to take that next step. We're still in the slow the spread phase. The president has said through the month of April we need to practice social distancing and follow those guidelines, but there will be a point, as you noted, though president himself is starting to talk about this at the White House, when the country needs to reopen. And so what does that look like? It probably doesn't mean that we're all just going to return to life as normal. It'll have to be a phased approach in which we do this carefully so we don't find ourselves in a situation where we have a relapse.
All right, well, let's drill down what that means, a careful approach. We know the parameters of social distancing, hand washing, handshakes are out. We know all that. But what is some of the things? Give us a big picture. You know, we've heard county by county. I don't know about that. State by state, where the coronavirus is not as overwhelming. Staggered, is it various industries? What are some of the things that appear to be safer than starting in general, Rob?
Well, all of those ideas you just mentioned are certainly on the table, and that's what the commission is going to be discussing today. I mean, we brought together 17 individuals who represent a diverse range of interests, come from the small business, so they will have certainly different perspectives than, say, a faith leader or somebody who has experience in education. But I think you're absolutely right that it has to be done very carefully. So, number one, we need to expand the number of tests. So just we can determine, you know, who is immune, who's had this, who is sick, who is not sick. I think that will give the American people trust when they go to a restaurant or they go to the dry cleaner that they themselves know they won't be getting sick from this. We need to expand the science. We need to take a close look and make sure that we are developing, these tests that will determine immunity so the American people can be confident that they're not going to get this if they already had. And then I think you start to do that regional or you take a closer look at, you know, maybe certain industries go back to work initially. Maybe other industries that can do telework remain at home and continue to practice that way. So I think those are all of the ideas that are going to be under consideration by the commission today.
Okay. Rob, can you just hold that thought? Dan, I'm sorry to break in with Rob here, but this is important. I just got a note. Want you to verify it. All Pennsylvania schools closed through the end of the academic year, obviously returning in September.
Confirmed.
That is confirmed. My God, you know, Rob, I'm sorry, you don't know me too well. I sometimes am too close to this stuff. This is outrageous. Here, you're telling us the good news of planning for this, sensitivities. We got a governor now. We're at only not even in the middle of April with an education system that's just going crazy. Looking out toward June and closing the schools now. And we don't have the remote systems here in Philadelphia and many places that by any stretch of the imagination are giving any effort toward a decent education. And yet you guys are talking about opening businesses. I think you understand, you're a savvy guy and Heritage is great, of the pushback that's out there somehow or another on returning to normal life.
There is tremendous pushback, and I think that you're seeing it among the political leaders that that some have taken this decision. I work in Washington, D.C., but I live in Virginia, and Virginia's governor was among the first to order that schools be shut down through the end of the year. And even in Fairfax County, which is often talked about as one of the best counties for its public education system, distance learning won't even begin until next Tuesday. So my two children, who are in second and fifth grade, have been sitting at home, and we've been doing our best to homeschool them every day with little guidance and instruction from the school. So it is incredibly difficult on parents, but particularly single parents who still have to work. I can't imagine what it's going to be like for people, families in Pennsylvania as they try to grapple with this. You're absolutely correct that schools were not prepared to do this. Hopefully this puts us in a better position for the future, but to do it on the fly like this, I think, leaves a lot of questions with not some great answers.
Well, Rob, here's what we're up against here. This progressive governor in Pennsylvania, rather than trying to eke out normalcy is the way that I've been putting it. You know what I mean? Trying to find a way to do it safely. And your driving mission is to return as much normalcy as you can. Preemptorily, on this day, he wakes up and schools are closed. This goes through the middle of June or later with no snow days. And all we had a shot towards some learning. And I'm sure there's going to be language out there how this gives guidance to parents. What guidance if I'm a parent and I've been eking my way through? That tells me maybe he's not thinking of letting us to go back to work until God knows when.
Well, that certainly could be the case. I can tell you, since Virginia was a bit ahead of the curve, it took about 2 weeks just for the State Department of Education to provide any guidance to the school districts. And then the school districts basically got back to us and told us that for 1 hour every day, at least Monday through Thursday, the students will have online instruction, so their teacher will be on, providing them 1 hour of instruction per day. And then on Fridays, it's independent learning. What goes on the rest of the day is really dependent on the parents. So I think it's really incumbent upon parents to have that personal responsibility if they can. But again, for people that are working full-time jobs and have to do so remotely, or people who are grappling with the consequences of being unemployed, now to take on the role of teacher, I think is an incredible burden. So one of the things we've tried to do at Heritage is put together resources for homeschooling and really give parents some outlets and options that exist. But you're right, a statewide decision like this does not make it easy on anyone.
Rob, I do a daily thanks to the station. This is a tremendous station in management. My other hat was I'm a former educator. They have me doing a daily one-minute tip for parents on the home front. If you send me that from Heritage, I'll put you on hold here in a minute. I will use that in an upcoming one and point them toward what you're doing. Thank God people like you are out there and Heritage Foundation, and that you're doing this today on the day the president may have this task force. But we have to have a call to arms here. We're being murdered in the public square where the media is not going to jump on this governor for this. They're going to salute it in some way, shape, or form, showing the wisdom, how serious this is, not taking into account these kids are already way behind in Philadelphia in many cases. How, by taking away 3 or 4 or 5 months of their education, can you countenance doing this?
It's so true. I'm glad you brought up the point about the media, because I felt that same was true in Virginia. The very day that the governor of Virginia, who's also a liberal, I'm sure your listeners might remember, came under intense scrutiny.
That's right, yes.
Ralph Northam. That same day, the Washington Post came out with an article saying that he received an F because of his failure to respond as aggressively as Larry Hogan in Maryland or the D.C. mayor, which are obviously neighboring jurisdictions.
Yes.
I felt it was the media that was pressuring him to make a decision this drastic, and I'm sure in Pennsylvania that could be said as well. So shame on the media for not being responsible, and this is the same media, of course, that refuses to carry President Trump's daily briefings. They criticize the president for not doing enough briefings, and then he does daily briefings, and they don't want to air them. So, you know, I'm frustrated with the media as well. I think that's why it's so important that shows like yours and the Daily Signal, which is a publication of the Heritage Foundation, continue to get the message out to the American people, because we have to go around these filters.
Great day to have you on. Please come back. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get that. You send it to my producer and I'll act on it. And again, keep us in the loop. We want to get some of your key players on and hear what they have to say once you guys convene. I would say wear a flak jacket, though, because, you know, we're supposed to be in shutdown mode, according to the media, till next September, apparently.
Well, we'll be meeting virtually, we'll be doing our social distancing, but absolutely, we want to get America back to work as quickly and safely as possible.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.